Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sort of stuck in a work corridor. It's a little bit hectic this morning, but glad to be on air.
Friday energy.
Yeah.
It is
feral, but Friday we'll energy. Get there.
It's not the funniest place I've interviewed someone though. I once interviewed someone who was hiding in a toilet.
Oh no.
Oh, you know, that could be me. So you never know.
I can't wait.
Well, on you, girl. Thanks for coming up. We're going to be talking TV. What's happening on the TV?
I feel like not a lot has been happening on the TV. To be honest, I've struggled to find a good new show this week. It's just been like a lot of, nothing's really piqued my interest. But following last week's recommendation with Too Much, I've been sort of on a Lena Dunham deep dive, listening to a lot of podcasts and whatever.
Mm.
And she recommended a show called Such Brave Girls, which is a British sitcom created by Kat Sadler, who is a comedian, and Lizzie Davidson. And they play sisters on the show with their dysfunctional mother. And she was like highly recommending it, raving about it, thought it was so good. And I was like, okay, I'll check it out. It's so funny. It's like, it's this kind of dark British comedy, sort of in the vein of something like Fleabag.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's quite like, yeah, dark, darkly comedic, a little bit perverted, kind of for the freaks and the sickos. Really funny, and has a lot of heart to it. And it's, season one came out in 2023. So this recommendation is sort of 2 years old, but the new season has just come out. So that's, I kind of saw there was like season two just released. Went back and watched all of the first season in kind of one sitting. It's one of those sort of 8 half-hour or like 22 minutes. It's so funny. And it's just like these sisters and their single mother, all incredibly dysfunctional, absolute menaces, kind of awful to each other, but also are struggling with grief and like the absence of their father, who just kind of up and left. And they kind of lie and sort of cheat their way through life, but they're also really loving and really funny, and it's really clever, and it's written by Kat Sadler, or she's the showrunner. And then I found out she's only 30, and I was like, wow. Imagine being the sort of comedically talented and creating your own BBC show at 31 years old. It's a BAFTA-winning comedy. It won the BAFTA last year, and it's like kind of like a little cult classic. Not many people, I think, this side of the world know about it, or even kind of outside of the UK, but I really liked it, and I thought, this is really cool. I love seeing women being terrible on screen. Highly recommend.
We should normalise more women being terrible on screen.
Normalise women's wrongs, absolutely.
So yeah,
that's what I'm going for. Yeah, so that's my recommendation for this week, is Such Brave Girls.
It sounds really chaotic, and I love it.
Yeah, it's like super chaotic. They're like, you know, a working class family, and they're all very just like, they love each other, but it's just got that Fleabag, it kind of has that Fleabag energy, particularly with the sister dynamic, where you can only say such awful things to your sibling because you love them so much as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I think something that the show really captures. Yeah, and it's sort of like that idea of like, only I can say mean things about my mother, not you, you know? And it's like, it's that dynamic, and I love like an intergenerational dysfunctional dynamic. I love dysfunctional women on screen. I love just completely sometimes psychopathic women on screen. So this is great. Yeah, if you're looking for a fun,
I feel seen.
Yeah,
already.
I feel seen. If you need to like binge a good little sitcom, a good comedy, something that is not kind of, I would say, in the mainstream that everyone's watching, I would watch that.
It sounds amazing. Were there any times you like laughed really loud out loud, or was it more one of those ones where you're just kind of doing that kind of nostril laughing,
nostril
at all times?
Some of it is like, I couldn't look at the screen.
Oh my god,
I can't believe they're doing that in the first like 2 minutes. But it's kind of like, oh my god, like some of it's just like things, it's like, okay, there's like an abortion kind of like a whole storyline in there, which is actually really funny. But it is like things like that that you're not like supposed to make fun of. They kind of find this really dark humor, and it's just kind of awesome.
Brilliant.
And I love it.
You said Fleabag, and I was like, say less. I love Fleabag.
It's very in that vein.
Yeah, when you were talking about the sister dynamic, I was just thinking of the scene where the sister gets that terrible haircut, and then...
I look like a pencil.
It's French.
That's so iconic.
Oh, so good. Okay, where can we watch Such Brave Girls?
It's on Disney Plus. It's a Hulu show. It's a BBC Hulu. So yeah, it's on there. It might be on TVNZ. I don't think TVNZ would play this. But sometimes they do BBC like cross licensing. But I will check if it's anywhere else. But it's a Disney Plus Hulu show.
Cool. Mm. Nice. I feel like it's worth it. You know, investigating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. All right.
Very good. Thank you, Latia.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
See you.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.